Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever felt like you were just going through life, like just emotions, the day to day? Hello, I am Lee Smith, and I want to share with you a true transformation from reactor to creator. It begins in December of 2016 when I was on holiday with my family. We had 23 days across four islands in Hawaii. And this one particular evening, we were watching this incredible sunset out of the many beautiful sunsets there. But this one particular evening, we were standing on the sandy shores, and my husband was ahead of me with the camera extending from his face, almost the lens, almost like the nose of Pinocchio, as he was just trying to frame the light just right as we were admiring the golden orb setting on the sapphire horizon. And at my side, I had my young teenage daughter cradled in my arms, and we were having a tender mother-daughter moment. And to the other side of me, I had my stepson, who had already moved out of the house by that time, but was there with us and his girlfriend, and they were having a sweet moment. And I'm looking out as the breeze is caressing us, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm doing something that not everybody gets to do even once in their lifetime. And then the process was occurring to me that I was only thinking my way through this experience. I wasn't feeling it. And when I came into that awareness, I thought, what is happening right now? This is not me. This is not the Lee who lives life to its fullest and soaks up the experience and just is filled with overwhelming gratitude. Right there in that moment, I was becoming aware that I had been just going through the emotions of just being a wife, just being a stay-at-home mom, just being a stepmom, just being a sister, just a daughter, just a friend. I was just covered in all of this just. And I thought, wait a minute, this is not who I want to be. And the more I thought about it, I recognized I had been in a depression. And I said, enough is enough. And I drew a line in that proverbial sand. And I thought to myself, we're coming to the end of 1 year and stepping into another. As that new year opens up, I am going to focus on myself and go on a quest of who is Lee and really return to myself so I can remove all of the just and step into who I really am. And I thought further, I don't want to do this alone in my thoughts. I really want to have something that's going to pull me forward and get me through the really rough, challenging moments. And I thought, I need a word to carry me through. I had heard of friends using words for the year. And I thought, okay, for the first time, I'm going to do that too. But what word would fulfill that purpose? And the word laugh popped in my mind. And it was really, really powerful because I thought, wow, how fitting. I can't even remember when was the last time I truly laughed. So I thought, okay, I'm going to use laugh. And I returned home and I did anything and everything to get myself to laugh. Admittedly, it did begin on the corner of the couch where I watched episodes of Friends, reruns of Friends over and over again, because no matter how many times I know the lines and I know the scenes and I know what's coming, I would find myself laughing. And then I would surround myself with people I knew who had an amazing sense of humor. And I thought, okay, if I can just be a little bit close to them, and get into that positive energy and I can laugh with them, then maybe that will carry me through as well. And then I would tune into daily jokes or something, anything that I could find that would make me laugh. And after some time, that depression really faded away. And that laughter created a whisper that was like coming into my ear. And I felt this warmth from my heart. And I heard the whisper say, "Hey, I'm Joy. Now that I'm back, what do you want to do with me?" What did I want to do with this joy? I want to create my best life. I love personal growth development. I love public speaking. I've been doing that ever since I was a little girl. And I thought, oh, maybe it's time to reawaken the dream of that little one and bring it to life today. And that's what I've done. And through my research and my development, I started realizing so many people are living in just the day-to-day and they are reacting to those moments. They are reacting to a job expectation or what they think society wants them to do, or they put on certain labels and so they are reacting to that. And they don't have the full control of their life and they're thinking, life is happening to me. And when is it going to happen to me in the way that I want it to? And so I thought, wow, we have a superpower of choice where we can choose how we respond to maybe the way we perceive that life is happening to us. And I've developed this further to where it's made me think about how can we transform from being a reactor into a creator. And when I looked at that word reactor, I thought it really is about how do we see ourselves. And the word reactor has the letter C right in the middle of it. And how appropriate, because a reactor is someone who does see themselves stuck in the middle of all the things. And the habits and behaviors of a reactor is someone, when the alarm goes off in the morning, they're hitting the snooze. They're reacting, "I don't want to wake up right now. I want to sleep in just a little bit more. I want to stay underneath these warm covers." And they hit that snooze button and maybe they do it multiple times. And then it becomes a moment of, "Oh, I can't hit the snooze button anymore." And they have to rush out of bed and they rush into whatever that morning routine happens to be. And they're reacting to the next thing, And then, oh, now I'm running late. Now they're reacting to the traffic on the way to work with their commute. Or then they're reacting to whatever their boss is demanding of them. They're reacting to whatever is happening in their work environment. And then going home, it doesn't get any better, does it? They're reacting to the commute on the way home. And then they're reacting to, "Oh, what's for dinner tonight?" Because it wasn't planned ahead. And it's just one reaction after another. And it's creating stress. And then they may be feeling stuck. And so the consequences of the reactor is that sense of loss of control. I can't control anything around me because reactors live by circumstance and convenience, and they don't have that sense of using their time properly. I never have enough time. I can't say no. There's so many things. I am too busy. And so the consequences of the reactor, that loss of control, the emotional burnout, and anxiety that comes with that. And most importantly, or one of the biggest consequences is missed opportunities that lead to regret. What could I have been doing with my time instead of running around here and running around there? How many dreams does a reactor put on hold, waiting for the right time, instead of being a creator and making that time for their dreams? And then when I looked at the word creator, it's seeing yourself first, seeing yourself for who you really are. And now everything else becomes priority. What matters most? What is important now? How does this align with my dreams, my vision, my goals, the path towards that day, the week and month that I want to have? And so living life on your own terms. And so when the alarm goes off in the morning, the creator is hitting that button and they're jumping out of bed and they're moving into the morning routine they have designed for themselves to create, to fulfill that optimal day. And then they are moving in a rhythm that they have designed for themselves. And so they're stepping into the shower and they're having that intentional moment. They're getting into their car at the proper time and they're cruising through work. And if somebody happens to cut them off, it's not that big of a deal because they're like, I created Apple time for myself to get there. They're arriving promptly. They're getting their assignments for the day. They've created boundaries around what they want to accomplish, and they're continuing on. And so they're utilizing their time in a way that works for them. And then they don't find themselves saying, I don't have time. They say, I have all the time in the world that I need to get the things that I say are the most important. And so where reactor might be living by convenience and circumstance, a creator is going to live by commitment, courage, and confidence. And the benefits to the creator is having that freedom to design your life in a way that you do it on your terms, nobody else's. Like when I chose for myself, I'm going on a quest to find out who is Lee. I was creating a path for myself that I wasn't going to let anybody else walk over. And so I created that freedom. It allowed me to reclaim my power and step into that, and then creating confidence and inner peace because I'm acting from intention and alignment. And that can impact my morning routine, which actually begins with the evening routine. And the evening routine at the end of the day, what do I want to accomplish tomorrow? What are my top three priorities? How do I want to feel when I'm waking up in the morning? And I'm giving myself those first thoughts the night before. So when I do hear the alarm and I turn it off, not hitting the snooze button, and then I'm waking up with gratitude, with excitement and enthusiasm for what I'm going to step into. This is what I get to do, instead of thinking, oh, this is what I have to do. And then the other benefit to the creator is attracting opportunities. It's amazing. It feels like everything is going my way. And one of the fun things that I like to do is like, I'm creating green lights along my path. And it actually works out in my favor that 90% of the time, sometimes 100% of the time, the lights are green in the direction that I'm going. And so life feels freer and more fun. And here's the reality, friends, that you cannot outperform the way that you see yourself, the way that you think. It's the unconscious identity. And so if unconsciously you're thinking life is just happening to me and you're staying in that reactor mode, well, it may feel like ongoing stress and that nothing goes your way, or, oh, it's a lucky moment when something does work out for you. Instead of identifying as a creator and saying, I'm going to take the reins on my life, controlling my thoughts, controlling my self-talk, controlling my attitude, and controlling how I show up and respond to anything happening outside of me, and maybe even internally too. And so it really is about, how do you see yourself? And when you can put that into your daily life, you can make that choice to stop reacting to life and choose to create your best life. And what happened on the way home after I did reclaim my joy, I thought, okay, here we go with these next steps. I want to speak. I want to return to the dream of that little girl who was 8 years old and got up in her first audience of 300 people and looking out and sharing something and watching people nod and smile, having an aha moment. And then there was a feeling for me that came afterwards behind the scenes. And I thought, what is that feeling? How do I get more of that? And so now as an adult, returning from this holiday, I thought, I need to go chase that feeling again. And I thought, how do you get to speak? I just found ways to put myself out there to speak. I became that creator and the opportunities came. And I thought, if I can just speak at 20 events this year, I'll feel like I've accomplished something. And it took me the entire year to make that happen, but I did it. And then the following year, I did 50 speaking opportunities in half the time. And I've continued to grow since then. And then I thought, well, I want to put together a community where I can help other entrepreneurs to better themselves. If I can implement some of this mindset and attitude into them, what would it do for their individual lives? And then what will it do for a community? So I started with a Coffee Connection Mastermind. And I remember my first meeting was with just three people. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to go out there and spread the word and keep creating more and more. And it grew to over 100 entrepreneurs and business professionals locally and became a very thriving community. And that was so fantastic. And then I learned about becoming a published author, and that was took a lot of great effort, but there was a lot of creativity happening there. And we created this compilation book, and it went on to bestseller, my first book, and it was a bestseller. That was such an amazing accomplishment for me. And then I thought, there are so many other things that I want to do. Well, I'm going to need the energy physically and mentally and emotionally to make that happen. Well, let's start with the physical, because I believe the physical starts first, and that will help me boost the other areas. And I took control of creating the meal plan and the exercise regimen so that I could have this routine that I could follow and feel good about instead of making it feel like a chore. And putting that together, I lost a lot of I released a lot of weight, but even more so, I boosted so much of my energy. So I was able to really do all the things that I set out to do. There was a lot of networking. There was a lot of building relationships and interacting with people. There was still running the family and taking care of my home. And I would find myself going to bed fulfilled, not just all out exhausted, which is another consequence of being a reactor, where you're so tired, you're so run down, and you're crawling into bed thinking, do I really get to do this again tomorrow? Whereas the reactor is like, I have these goals from the night before, I set it out, I did my best, got it all, or maybe most of it done, and now I'm putting my head down on this pillow feeling satisfied. And I'm asking myself, do I really get to do this again tomorrow? It's a completely different shift, right? And then I worked on my marriage. During that holiday time in Hawaii, I was not in the best place with my husband. We've been married for 15 years at that time, and we had hit a rough patch. And I thought, well, if I'm going to stop reacting and really create my best life, I want to do that in my relationship too. And so in that next 12 months, I became an award-winning speaker. I stepped into my best health and vitality. I became that bestseller author. I had this thriving local community that was creating impact for other people. And then I was putting back together an even better marriage, all in 12 months, because I used the superpower of choice to stop reacting to life happening to me and stepping in as a creator. And if I can do it, you can do it. So I'm sharing with you that you too can step into your life. So friends, you have two choices. Live in reaction mode, waiting for something to happen, for that right timing to happen, or you can reboot yourself as a creator and build the life that you truly desire and make that the best day, the best week, the best month, the best year of your life. And so step into that power today and know that you are making the choice between passivity or power. Choose wisely. And if you'd like to learn more, I hope that you will continue to follow me on social media and that you will connect with me. And I want to leave you with this one quote. It comes from Darren Hardy, who is the creator of Success Magazine. And I just love how this is so empowering and it's so true. Deep inside you is an undeniable, untamed force, desiring to be great and refusing to be ordinary. See yourself differently. See yourself as the creator and let it out. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.